This week on The Marquee, we travel back in time for crime thrillers and catastrophes. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, set against one of the most intriguing natural disasters in history, Pompeii tells the story of Milo, a slave-turned-gladiator that will stop at nothing to save the love of his life from an unhappy arranged marriage and a pending volcanic eruption. Directed by Paul W.S. Anderson, the visionary director behind Mortal Kombat, Event Horizon, and several Resident Evil films, somehow always manages to put a decent cast together. Pompeii is no exception. It stars Kit Harington from Game of Thrones, Emily Browning, Carrie Ann Moss, and even Kiefer Sutherland as a Roman senator.
Yes, the most laughably sinister Roman senator you'll ever meet. It's a ridiculous movie, but it's so bad, it's just plain fun to watch. But now for something completely different. Based on the novel Thérèse Raquin by Émile Zola, In Secret stars Elizabeth Olsen as an orphan young woman who's forced to marry her sickly cousin, played by Harry Potter's Tom Felton. But upon moving with him to Paris, she begins a dangerous affair with his handsome friend, played by Oscar Isaac. Though the performances are noteworthy, the grimy setting and thin story make it oppressively dreary.
In 3 Days to Kill, Kevin Costner plays a dying spy trying to reconnect with his estranged wife and daughter that agrees to a dangerous mission with little chance of success. His payment? A chance at retirement and a cure for the disease that's killing him. Written by Luc Besson, 3 Days to Kill is very French, and often very funny while still being action-packed, but it has some consistency problems that keep it from being great.
Opening at the gateway, the Swedish crime thriller Easy Money, Hard to Kill is the sequel to 2010's Easy Money. RoboCop's Joel Kinnaman stars as a business student turned drug smuggler who finds himself in prison, trying to find a way to get his life back on track.
Omar is a Palestinian drama about a young freedom fighter that becomes an informant for his enemies after he's coerced into confessing to a crime he didn't commit.
Or for some weekend entertainment at a bargain basement price, head to Carriage Place to see Kellan Lutz in The Legend of Hercules and Emma Thompson and Tom Hanks in the Mary Poppins story, Saving Mr. Banks. But my pick this week is a tough one. Pompeii is wildly entertaining, but for all the wrong reasons. So, since this week's new releases offer little more than depression, destruction, and unintentional humor, I'll recommend another viewing of Saving Mr. Banks instead.
Well, since I love movies that are wildly entertaining, but for all the wrong reasons, I will recommend Pompeii. With that said, 3 Days to Kill is entertaining enough if you have 2 hours to kill.
Or if this week's new theatrical releases don't have you racing to the theater, you can always stay home with one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Afternoon Delight. Katherine Hahn stars as a bored stay-at-home mom who attempts to add a little bit of excitement to her marriage by visiting a strip club. But she ends up adding an extra complication to her life and an extra threat to her marriage when she decides to take a troubled young stripper, played by Juno Temple, in as their new nanny.
Other Blu-ray releases include HBO's Game of Thrones Season 3, Showtime's Nurse Jackie Season 5, a Criterion release of Wes Anderson's The Fantastic Mr. Fox, and Alfred Hitchcock's Foreign Correspondent, and finally Sam Raimi's cult classic superhero film Darkman, starring Liam Neeson.
Well, for my pick this week, I'll go with a Criterion edition of Fantastic Mr. Fox. It's a quirky and whimsical animated adventure from a quirky and whimsical director. And since it seems to get better with each new viewing, it's definitely worth picking up on Blu-ray.
Fantastic Mr. Fox is a great choice, but I'm going to go in a different direction and recommend Darkman. Released a year after Tim Burton's Batman, Darkman is an entertaining and entirely different breed of superhero film that has been largely forgotten by mainstream audiences.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for high-flying animation and a dangerous journey through the not-so-friendly skies. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week.
Well, everyone knows Custer died at Little Bighorn. What this book presupposes is, maybe he didn't.